Welcome back to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace. On today's Local Business Love episode, I am speaking with the ever joyful Miss Mara from Joyful Hostess. She is your party planning BFF and my new Instagram BFF. You need to check out her Instagram, her YouTube, Pinterest, and especially her website for anything having to do with hosting your next party event. She has lots of helpful tips, tricks, and recipes. It's just been lovely for me to discover this website and this wonderful human. I feel like you will learn something from this episode. So grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening.
This is Jacob from the Sunday Night Army podcast. On my show, you can discover new independent music, deep dive into the artist's creative process with interviews, meet interesting celebrities, and challenge your opinion on current events with my commentary on the world today. Find the Sunday Night Army anywhere you stream your podcasts.
Yay! Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you're listening. I am back with another episode with the delightfully lovely Mara from Joyful Hostess. Thank you for joining me.
Of course, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is really exciting as usual. It never dies down, my excitement to speak with someone new. I say it on every show, but it really is exciting because I love to learn. And this is certainly, you're going to teach me something. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
The name of your brand speaks for itself, Joyful Hostess, aka Party Planning BFF. I saw a lot of that. I checked out your YouTube channel and all the things. So I want to give you the opportunity to let us know who you are and what the Joyful Hostess is about.
Sure. Well, really, Joyful Hostess at the heart of it is just about helping people become more confident with their hosting skills at home. Mm. Yeah, I think somewhere along the way, something happened where all of a sudden people weren't doing it because it wasn't perfect. Like it wasn't like, you know, the Pinterest tablescapes and you weren't like making everything from scratch. And I felt like that's just really sad because people are coming to you not because of the stuff, they're coming because of the relationship, right?
Okay, yeah.
People come to your house. So our motto is really less about perfection and more about connection. And I think part of helping people get comfortable is just sharing really easy tips and recipes and ideas and ways to just celebrate more.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I love that concept. It's very thorough and it makes a lot of sense because I will say, not only have I not done something of the sort of having a dinner party because I'm intimidated by it, I've also never been to one that's lovely and decorated as you would see on television or Pinterest, like you say. But when you reflect back on it and think of all the wonderful gatherings just in general that you've had with people, you're right. It really is about the relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And not so much visual, but you are very good at doing visual things. And I mean, I'm not going to say on a budget, but frugally, because your Instagram, your Pinterest is awesome. It's just so helpful. So, let me know, like, how did you get to the point of doing this? Like, what's your background? Did you go to school for, I don't know, hosting?
No, I didn't. When growing up, my family hosted a lot. Like, okay. I came from an Italian family. And so it was all about, like, you know, getting together for whatever the occasion is, right? Like, we celebrated all sorts of things. And, you know, I learned from my grandma and my mom, who could either host things like on the fly, right? Where like you went to a family wedding and then all of a sudden everybody's coming back to our house after for coffee and cake and like whatever. or it was, you know, something formal where Christmas was coming and, you know, it was their turn to host and it was like a big ordeal. So I grew up around that a lot. And so I think maybe just through osmosis.
Okay. Yeah. Naturally.
Yeah. So I did that with my family as well. And I love it. Like, I really love having people at my house. I feel like, you know, my love language is acts of service, no surprise. So having people over and cooking for them and, you know, mixing drinks for them, like, is my love language. So, yeah. But before Joyful Hostess, I mean, I was in financial planning services for like 20 years and really different, still serving people, but really different. And then, you know, COVID came and it became a chance to kind of reexamine, like, okay, what are the next 20 years going to hold? And I just had a passion for this. And I felt like I needed more of this kind of creativity and helping people create connection that way. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. It does. It really, really does. And have you found, you know, well, on your website and your Instagram, the links there, it shows that you have like gift guide for hostesses. And another thing I found was, and I was asked actually to dinner at a friend's house on Friday, and you have a thing on there that is a hostess gift, like the hostess gift guide, like things to give if you don't want to just bring flowers or a platter or something. Do you find that people are like utilizing that at this point and trying to get back into hosting gatherings?
Absolutely. Cool. Absolutely. I think, you know, especially we were kind of like, you know, a year or two of, you know, nobody could come over technically, you know, people over. And I think all of a sudden people realized, I kind of like having people over, right? It's boring just being at home, just us. Like, some people realize that. And I think why we're seeing, like, you know, people finding excuses to celebrate. So I saw this really interesting trend that was, you know, last year and this year, people were celebrating even non-traditional things, just to get more of that kind of like fun in their lives. So they're celebrating like pets' birthdays and, you know, the launch of a new business and like things that we would traditionally kind of give a big celebration around. We're creating celebrations, right? Like the release of a new movie or a Netflix show, or, you know, we're creating events around those things. Cause like I keep saying it, but I really think people crave connection in that way.
Yes. Agreed. I do. And for me, it's like now actually saying yes to these gatherings, you know, and being okay and open to going out after so many years and just being comfortable leaving your home. Honestly, looking through your website and your information, it gives you a sense of like, okay, like, this is normal again. This woman is spreading joy and love and wants everyone to be together again.
Yeah.
And it was, I really believe in things happening for a reason. And it was last night was the perfect night for me to be looking over your things to give me that boost of like, okay, you can go and do this and be at a group gathering again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So walk us a little bit through, if we're looking at your website, it's so beautifully done, but let us know like what we can find on there as far as helpful things for us if we're planning a gathering.
Sure. So really I designed the website because at the crux of it, I just want people to be comfortable hosting. So I think about like, how can I make it easy? You know, if you're hosting an event, whether it's the first time or the 100th time, right? Like, how to make that easy. And that's what I wanted the website to be. So in it, you'll find, you know, easy recipes. You'll find lots of cocktail recipes because last summer I started doing like these cocktail videos and all of a sudden everyone was like, this is awesome. Every Friday, like, I would mix up a new cocktail and that became like a thing, which is funny. But yeah, so there'll be cocktail recipes. There is digital party planning like kits so that You know, like for instance, if you want to host a wine tasting, you can just download, it gives you everything. It gives you the invitation. It'll give you the wine tags. It will give you even some like artwork that you can like frame and put on the bar or on the
counter. Yeah, it's really cool. I love how you've done that. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So just everything to kind of make it easy. And then I also have a book that came out earlier this year, The Party Planner Keepsake, which is really like, it's full of checklists and guides to kind of walk you through your party planning process to keep you organized. And then everything's all in one spot and it's got practical tips in it. And yeah, so that's been, that was something I've been wanting to do for a while. And now it's here.
Yeah. Very cool. Very easy to follow. I think you should, I hope you take a lot of joy, no pun intended, in knowing that your website and your everything is very layman and awesome. I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you about your YouTube channel. How difficult that is to maintain, to put yourself out there. I'm so proud of you for that. You're like very much show face and you put not only your brand, but you mm-hmm. there. I find that very important and possibly some people lack that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a confidence thing. Maybe it's just lack of knowing that that's what's best. But YouTube, how, like you said, you did a segment every Friday. I was checking those out too, those videos. But how have you found want to say success, but how have you found, you know, YouTube been for you?
Okay. I don't know. Candace, can we swear on your podcast?
Yeah.
I was scared shitless to do YouTube. It was like a really, really, really uncomfortable thing for me to like all of a sudden start this YouTube channel. I don't know why, because like, you know, being on video on Instagram is different than being on YouTube. I felt like it was a whole different thing.
It is.
But I just thought, if I want to grow and I want my business to grow and I want to help people are on YouTube looking for like tutorials and to be educated, right? Like, while Instagram is great, things disappear after 24 hours and maybe not everybody sees it, but at least YouTube, I felt like, if somebody's Googling like how to make a Blue Lagoon cocktail or, you know, tips to make a dinner party planning easy or whatever, then it's going to always be there for them to like access.
Yes.
So I had to do it and I didn't tell anybody. Like I didn't want to tell my family. Like, I don't know. It was like a weird thing.
Yeah, I can see that. That's why I'm asking about it. I'm glad that you're being thorough with it because it can't be easy. There's no way.
No. No, but I just did it and, you know, and it's growing and, you know, there's a great community there and, I love it. I love it so much. I wish I had done it earlier.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's exactly what you said. It's one thing to click website, download, templates, things of that sort, but to see somebody actually doing it, the tangible, visual of someone doing it, it gives you more sense of ease as though like I can do this because she's doing it. And tied in with your, you know, being a hostess, I believe a lover of DIY is probably a necessity. Right. I see that you have a lot of like DIY things and that is so impressive and again easy to follow when you are watching someone actually doing it.
Yeah.
YouTube is a struggle for many. But I'm, like I said, I'm proud of you for doing it because you're definitely putting yourself out there and giving people, an easy click to and helpful information just at, in a video. So that's awesome.
Thanks, Candace.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So are there any specific themes or parties that you've never planned for or would like to plan for? I'm curious to know what your visual is in that. Something. Ooh, yeah.
That's a really good question. My gosh. Let's see. Like I love like having a whole like a theme.
Mm-hmm. I noticed.
Yeah. And I think like the theme doesn't have to be something overwhelming. Like, guys, the theme can just be like a color. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just blue, pink, or whatever.
Absolutely.
And picking a theme just makes it easy to plan the rest of your party. Like, that's why I do it. Oh gosh, what I would do. I feel like I've done a few of them, but I think I would go back and do kind of like a Parisian bistro kind of theme.
Ooh.
I think that would be super fun, right? To have like little sweets and cafe au lait. And do you know what I'm saying? Like something like that. And the one I'm working on right now is one that's all kind of like pineapple. Like, go figure, that's my brand. But that's all like kind of pineapple focus. I think that's super fun for the summer, right?
Like, absolutely.
Can do lots with that.
And a delicious, delicious fruit. Yep. Oh my goodness. So delicious.
Are you pineapple on the pizza kind of person?
I am.
Me too.
I certainly am. I mean, I will say I don't always get it. Yeah. My family doesn't approve. like, can I get 3 slices with just pineapple? But if I'm getting my own, and if I'm getting like a Panzerotti and it's my own, yes, there's pineapple in it.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Also, on pineapple pizza. Obviously.
I know. Come on. Sweet and salty. Everybody likes sweet and salty.
Exactly.
As far as the pineapple goes, I've often, when people move into their home, I've given pineapple. Do you know the
really?
Backstory? Yeah.
Yes. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, because not many people know. I believe it. Oh, I don't know what culture it is. But way back, bringing a pineapple to a get together or a home, like a first time home, signifies life, I guess, and growth. There's a whole history behind it.
I love that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up, or I'll send you the little. I have a little. Something that I, what is it called? Screenshotted years ago, and I've kept it for years. And I kind of just print out a little tag and wrap it around the pineapple and let the, and give it to the person. It's pretty cool.
That is super cool. I didn't know that. I knew pineapple was a sign of welcome. Like, that's why I use the pineapple, but I hadn't heard that about like to a new home. Candace, I just love that. I think from now on, housewarmings, you guys are getting pineapple for me.
Yeah, because also you can, you probably know this, but you could create a houseplant out of it after.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a commonality between it just constantly being growing, just like your home and your life, if you replant it after. Yeah, it's cool.
I love it. I love it.
I taught you something and you taught me something.
You did.
So for as far as, say I'm planning my husband's, I was going to say 80th birthday. He's not even 40. Oh, shit. Say I'm planning my husband's birthday and I don't know what to do. Can I call you?
Well, for sure.
Like, is that how it goes, or am I going on to and getting tips from your website, or are you?
Yeah,
are,
it's are mostly, you it's mostly, you know, you can go to the website. There's lots of resources there for you, but I have people reach out all the time and be like, you know, like I had a lady reach out and say like, you know, I want to mix my husband like a special cocktail, but he doesn't like this kind of, you know, he doesn't like gin. He doesn't like this. Like, what can I make him, you know?
Or, got it.
You know, I'm having a bunch of people over for Super Bowl. I had somebody reach out and be like, what's an easy thing I can serve? You know? And I'm like, obviously a chili bar, just do a chili bar. And then, so stuff like people reach out all the time.
Okay.
So it's not like,
that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you can also shoot me a DM.
That's awesome that you're open to that. But honestly, I really truly believe that everything that you need to know about planning anything is on her website. It's all there legitimately, or her YouTube. Got to check it out. I'll make sure for sure that I post all of your socials and clickable in the link for the show. What for Joyful Hostess, what would you say the goals are for your business?
So I'm working on actually like the next step is to create an online course.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I want to do like, my vision is to have a Joyful Hostess Academy.
Cool. So cool.
Yeah, so that, you know, instead of like getting information piecemeal, like from the website or YouTube or whatever, you know, I would bundle like a little bit more like in depth about hosting. And we're going to go into more stuff than just like the practical how to set the table. There'll be like some mindset stuff in there too, because I think it's also a mindset, right?
Absolutely. You have all those people you're welcoming in. You want it to be perfect. You have to clean up after. It's a mindset.
Yeah. So that's kind of next. I want to work on this online course, and yeah, I just want to help as many people as I can, you know, feel comfortable hosting, like, right? Like, and I also want to, you know, blow up the myth about it has to be perfect, right? And I myself am I and I myself am I re I'm a recovering perfectionist, so that's hard for me too, but the more you let go, I think the more you can just enjoy it.
That is wonderful advice, and I really hope that it works for me to be able to host a small dinner party because I would love to do that. Have a small theme, just to make it fun and nothing too overboard. I do love to cook, so that's not the problem. It's just, like you said, getting past the stigma of it being perfect.
Yeah, like every, you know, I just sent something out to my email list about you know, overcoming perfection when people come to your house. Like I used to be the person, like Candace, my family didn't want to be around me because I was like, we have to scrub the baseboards and like,
Oh, yeah.
you know, clean the laundry room. And they're like, nobody's going in there. What are you going crazy for? And I've let that go. And so when I sent that out, I had a few people like email me and be like, oh my God, this is
Thank
me.
you.
I'm like, yeah, see, you don't have to worry about that. I promise your guests are not looking at the baseboard or whether that light switch is clean, you know?
Right. And if they are, then that's their own issue anyway.
Exactly. That has nothing to do with you. That's
Doesn't.
for them.
No. And it also, I believe, I mean, growing up in a European family, which I also did, I believe we are taught and shown those things and they're passed down.
Yep,
You know, and
100%.
there's nothing wrong with that, but there's also nothing wrong with breaking that cycle and allowing our children to see dust.
Yep. It's
It
for them, isn't it? That's what
is. Lick that
I
baseboard. Oh, well, this has been so fun. I'm really happy to have connected with you.
too. Me
Before I let
too.
you go, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute and have you shout out another or a couple other local businesses that you believe we should be following.
Oh gosh. See, I listen to your podcast, so I have a list ready, Candace.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
my girl. Love it.
There's a whole bunch of them,
Cool, I'm
but
down.
I wanna shout out like a few of them that, you know, I personally like have used like when I'm hosting and stuff. Like so, Suga Cakesicles is amazing. They do these like awesome cake pops and donuts that are like so lovely. So if you want to outsource the dessert and make your job easy as a host, like
Okay.
yeah, Cakesicles, Cottam Candy
Oh
Company.
yeah, I love
Yeah, right.
that. Yep.
Love them.
Yeah.
Same idea. And Atomic Cake Design. I don't know if you follow her. Her cakes
No.
are like stunning. Like I would cry cutting into those cakes because they're just so beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait to
It's an art.
follow.
It's an art. And the Cake Kit Company. I think she has such a neat idea where you can just order and she'll send you like the whole cake kit, like the cake mix and the sprinkles and everything you need. So again, talk about making dessert easy, right? You just put it all together and you have a gorgeous cake. So that DIY in me loves that idea.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
And My Grind Coffee. I don't know if you
Yes, I do. Oh, I do.
know.
I have just finished a cup right now.
Me too.
Yeah, I love them. I work with Serena over at 519 Culture,
Yeah.
and we actually work with Cottam Candy and My Grind.
Oh my gosh. Love
Yeah, and I recently had the opportunity to meet Saskia from Cake It Company.
it. Me
So
too.
I
Oh,
did. Yeah, she's
awesome.
wonderful.
She's wonderful. Yeah. And the last two, I would say Elle Baker, like Lana Baker. I don't know if you follow her. She
No,
does
I don't.
makeup.
Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah. She's got a ton of tips. She's sharing tips all the time. So I love that. Like not just makeup tips, but like skincare and
She just put
hair.
out, actually, sorry to interrupt you, but she just put out the most wonderful tip about, I believe it was how to put on your moisturizer, when to put your moisturizer on, when to put your serum on. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this is all good stuff.
All good stuff that everybody needs to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we're so fortunate that, you know, we're living in an age where it makes it easy to connect with people that maybe you haven't physically met, like you and I, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, how awesome is social media that you just organically like meet these people and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that we connected.
I've spoken about this multiple times on my show. Instagram has created so many my Instagram BFFs, honestly. A lot of them I've met now. But even the ones that I haven't, the relationship that I have with them doesn't hold a flame to past like physical relationships I've had with people.
I saw this thing that was like, ain't nobody cheering you on, you're like your IG like fam, right?
There's nothing. This is so true.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a lot of shout outs and I love all of them. Thank you mm-hmm. so much for that.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to, like I said, tag all of your social medias, your Pinterest, which I'm sure you're highly successful on there, because I mean, who doesn't go to Pinterest for everything?
I know, right? I know.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, thanks for connecting with me and being my IG BFF.
Thanks, Candace. This has been amazing. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, well, really. Thank you.
Really, like, I love listening to your podcast because I feel like it gives more insight into like the amazing people we have in our community here. I just, you know, so yeah, you're doing amazing things too. It's awesome.
I really appreciate you saying that. That's very kind. Thank you. I'll definitely be reflecting on this conversation for the rest of the day. And I will be sure to let you know when it's coming out.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right, Mara. It was nice to talk to you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.